Chapter 2. The Practice of Metta Meditation. Supportive Meditation. There are four kinds of meditation we need to practice in order to support Vipassana meditation. They are Metta Meditation, meditation on the qualities of the Buddha, meditation on the impersonality of the body, meditation on death. These four, if practiced earnestly and correctly, help in the development of Vipassana practice. Vice versa, Vipassana meditation assists us achieve deep understanding of these four meditation practices. They are mutually approving and supportive. And that's why these four are known as supportive meditation. Sadhura Rakha Kamatana. They are largely reflective types of meditation rather than trying to watch sensation and thoughts momentarily as in Vipassana. They help the mind to focus. Once fully developed, they also tend to influence the way we think. Three of them, Metta meditation on the impersonality of the body, meditation on death, help us directly to acquire right thought factor of the Noble Eightfold Path, because their nature is that of goodwill, non-violence, and detachment. Metta meditation. Before practicing Metta, I would like to discuss what Metta is. Practicing Metta loving-kindness meditation is not something new to the Burmese, to the Thai, to the Sri Lankan Buddhists. Actually, in many places, by meditation, people would immediately understand it as Metta meditation. It's a very popular practice in many traditions. Metta meditation comes in a set comprising four components, namely Metta, which is unconditional love, Karuna, compassion, Mudita, sympathetic joy, and Upekkha, balanced mind. In Burmese and Thai, Upekkha means being indifferent to someone or something. This is often mistakenly taken to mean the Upekkha, which is a part of Metta. In reality, Upekkha, that is a part of Metta, is not an attitude of ignoring or being indifferent towards something, but rather a balanced mind that is not swayed nor affected either by the suffering object of Karuna or the pleasant object of Mudita. It always retains the spirit of Metta, which is the very foundation of its existence. When we say Metta, the remaining three are also included. However, in practice, all the four cannot be done at the same time. We have to begin with Metta. Whether or not we progress to the other three elements depends on how we are progressing with Metta practice. We could not start off with Karuna or Mudita or Upekkha, because each of the last three is a specialized advancement of Metta. Metta is an inclusive primary practice that develops itself into the qualities of heart, such as Karuna, compassion, and is essential to furthering those qualities. What is Metta? The desire to see peace and success in your life is Metta. The desire to be free from harm is Metta. This good intention is to be developed and extended to members of your family and friends. As it progresses, you have to gradually extend it to all in the world, including your enemy. The desire to see them doing well and happy in their life is the spirit of Metta. You want to see yourself progress socially, economically, and spiritually. This is Metta. When we wish ourselves good health and prosperity, we are purely developing the awareness of goodwill to ourselves, promoting love for ourselves and avoiding danger, harm, and enmity. Metta is the goodwill through which you wish to see welfare and well-being of yourself. In this world, all living creatures love themselves and should have an awareness of this feeling. They should then extend this feeling to those nearby, such as parents, family members, sons and daughters, brothers and sisters, and teachers. This is the way to start spreading or expanding metta. There are some who start by saying, "May all creatures in the East be well and happy." Some practice metta with only the whole world as their meditation object, overlooking the people nearest and dearest to themselves. Without being able to develop metta fully for themselves and their friends, how can one expect to stretch out metta to the whole world? It's not logical. That would become a futile effort and sometimes almost a prayer intended for mere public display. As metta is universal by nature, we have to have a wholesome feeling, not only for ourselves, but also for other people as well. Otherwise, metta can lose its true nature and be overcome by its invisible attacker, namely attachment and selfishness. That's not metta anymore. Metta, by its true character, gravitates towards a gradual diminishing of the border between you and your family, between friends and strangers, and between yourself and the enemy. Prejudice, favor, and fear are the manifestation of the opponents of metta. They create a mental boundary between those you like and those you don't like. Metta, however, works to diminish and eliminate such biases and discriminations. Metta gives a universal dimension to the way we think and act. With metta come virtues such as friendliness and honesty. One who has sufficiently developed metta is exceptionally thoughtful, caring, and gentle, is patient and willing to listen to someone else's point of view. Metta seeks to transform the inner character of a person while offering peace and a confident outlook on life. There are people who do not have the feeling of goodwill even for themselves. They do not strive to improve themselves. They may even harm themselves or place themselves in danger. Therefore, those people who seek to improve themselves